I'm joined today by Edward Downey, the president of the Northeast Historical Society, and they're starting the new year with a fundraiser called Dine Out for History in Mellerton. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Michael, thanks very much. Nice to be with you, and happy new year.
Let's start out by telling people how this works.
Sure. A little background on this. In 2019, we started this program, and it's really got three purposes. Obviously, it's to raise funds for the Historical Society. It's to provide people with an opportunity to have some to go out and have a nice meal during winter, and it's also intended to support the restaurants, which is a sort of slower period of their season. And we reach out to restaurants and ask them if they'd like to participate. And we're up to seven this year. This is the largest number we've had. We started originally in 2019, and then the pandemic shut us down for a couple of years. And then we started to revive this in 2023, and it continues to grow, and we get lots of interest in it.
This fundraiser starts on January 18th and runs until March 23rd. Let's talk about the schedule.
Sure. As I say, we have seven different restaurants. We're going to begin on January 18th at the Millerton Inn, and they would like people to make reservations. Some of our restaurants do. Some are less concerned about that. And we've made it a tradition now for several years to begin the event at the Millerton Inn. And prior to that, about a half hour earlier, being 5:30 p.m., we have a little presentation about local history, different topics over the years, but a way to talk about local history with people. And we invite people to come a little bit early to do that. They're given a complimentary glass of wine, and we discuss local history topics. This year, we're going to be having what we call a quiz. We've got several pieces of information that we've looked up and we want to share with people and ask people if they might know something about it and just have a conversation about different topics. And then, as you indicated, there are six additional restaurants that will be involved at different times, different dates.
Where can people go to find the schedule for the restaurants?
We have posters around the community in different locations. We reach out to each of our members. We have a membership of about 180 people, and we reach out to each of them. We have press releases in the local news outlets, such as yours, and in the local newspapers, and some regional sources as well, newspapers. And we've had people come from different parts of the county to participate in this. So we reach out in a variety of ways to people and provide them with information as to what the restaurants are, what time. Some restaurants prefer reservations. Others come when you like. One of the restaurants, the Golden Walk, is takeout only. So it's a variety of opportunities, a variety of restaurants, too. And it's an opportunity to have some fun during the winter.
I see you also have an email contact.
That's correct. My email address is eddowney12@gmail.com. So that's eddowney12@gmail.com. We send out a sort of e-blast before each event. So we remind people before each event which is coming up that week and what the specifics are, where it'll be, what time, if a restaurant prefers reservations or not, and so forth.
Again, we are talking with Ed Downey, who is the president of the Northeast Historical Society, about their upcoming fundraiser, which is Dine Out for History. And all of these restaurants will have specific times where you can go and dine out, and 10% of those proceeds will go to the society. If you want more information on this, you can contact Ed Downey. That's eddowney12@gmail.com. One other thing, Ed, can you tell us a bit about the Northeast Historical Society and what it does and what it offers to the public in general?
Sure, I'd be glad to do that, Michael. Thank you for asking. Generally, what we do is we collect, curate, and make available information about the history of the community. And we do that in a variety of ways. We have an archives. Our office and our archives is located on the second floor of the Northeast Millerton Library. And we are open by appointment to meet with someone. It's not uncommon for people who are studying the history of their family to reach out to draw upon our genealogy data. It's not uncommon for people who would like to learn more about the home they live in and when it was built and who's owned it over the years and so on. So we have lots of different inquiries that come. We have lots of primary sources of information to draw from. We have logs of businesses back in the 19th century and a wonderful collection, as I referenced before. We have an extensive genealogical collection thanks to the work of Chet Eisenhuth, who was a town historian here for many years, passed away a number of years ago, but he left us with a trove of wonderful information. We also have some wonderful digital images of the community in a variety of formats to draw on. Part of that also was done by Chet Eisenhuth, who photographed many buildings in the community.
And it's always interesting to look back at especially old photographs, because I know from growing up in the area that during my lifetime, the town of Mellerton itself has changed dramatically to content, to the look, and everything else that's down there.
Yes, it's a very interesting history. It's really driven by an interesting combination of remarkable resources in terms of landscape, agricultural soils, iron ore deposits have been very important to the history of the community. So you have all these, and it's also a beautiful landscape. So you have this rich resource of that sort. We've been blessed with periodically having generations of talented entrepreneurial people continue to come to our community and open their businesses and engage in commercial activity here. And the fact that we're 100 miles from one of the largest and wealthiest metropolitan areas in the world has had its impact as well.
Do you have a display area or anything there at the library, or is it how exactly does one go about contacting you to look for things?
There are a variety of ways. Each year we have 1 month, typically either October or November, sometimes both months, an exhibit, a particular topic that we do an exhibit about. This year, for example, we did an exhibit about the experience in the Revolution, American Revolution, the town of Northeast, and what it was like. We also have a display case, and this year we set up a display that showed the sort of promotional materials from businesses over the years in a community. So those are two ways we do it. And as I say, we are open by appointment for people who are looking for specific types of information or would like to come and talk with us about research that they're doing and to draw upon the archives that we have.
That's all located at Northeast Mellerton Library on 75
exactly.
Main Street.
Main Street in Mellerton.
Well, thank you so much, Ed. We've learned a little bit here about the Northeast Historical Society. One other final thought on this. Who do you need volunteers to help to gather information? I mean, this is an ongoing thing, I'm sure, and they're always discovering new things out there and looking for them. How do you go about getting all that together, and do you need help doing it?
We would love to have volunteers. We have a wonderful group of volunteers. We have a board and then other individuals in the community who volunteer their time to help us, and we can always use more help from volunteers. And we certainly encourage them to reach out to us. We are typically available every Friday at the archives between 11 and 1. And then, as I say, otherwise by appointment. So we would love to talk to anyone who has a particular interest that they'd like to pursue, and we could work with them and share their interests with the community as well.
They contact you, Ed Downey, once again at eddowney12@gmail.com. Is there a phone number?
The best way to reach me is 914-475-9000. 1577.
So if you want to learn about history, or you want to help to gather history or collect things that are out there, you can call Ed or you can email him. For this month, starting on January 18th, if you'd like to at least give to the society, you can do so by going out to restaurants between now and to the month of March. There are specific times to do that. Again, you can email Ed for that information. There are posters around, and we'll put it here on the radio station. And you can go out to eat, and 10% of what you do goes to help the work that they do at the Northeast Historical Society. So dine out for history, and we all like food and we all eat, so I think we can all do something to contribute there. Thank you so much, Ed, and good luck with your fundraising.
Thank you very much, Michael. Nice to talk with you.